listen everybody to the words I have to say.
This is Daniel White the Third with the Second Coming Watch update. This is update number 871. Let's take a quick look at today's prophecy-related headlines, which point towards the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the world as we know it. First, today, under the sign category of distress among nations, according to the Associated Press, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has warned the world's leaders that the threat of a nuclear attack is at its highest level since the end of the Cold War, and that fiery talk can lead to fatal misunderstandings. In his first State of the World report since taking the reins of the United Nations on January the 1st, Guterres put nuclear peril as the leading threat, warning that we must not sleepwalk our way into war. The UN chief told the General Assembly's annual ministerial meeting that millions are living in fear under a shadow of dread cast by the provocative nuclear and missile tests of North Korea. Second, today, under the sign category of earthquakes in diverse places, according to CNN, rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people feared buried in Mexico City and thereabouts, among hundreds of buildings destroyed by the country's most lethal earthquake in a generation. The magnitude 7.1 quake on Tuesday killed at least 217 people thus far, nearly half of them in the capital, 32 years to the day after a devastating 1985 quake. The disaster came as Mexico was still reeling from a powerful earthquake that killed nearly 100 people in the south of the country less than 2 weeks ago. Third, today, under the sign category of the turmoil in Israel and the Middle East, according to the Washington Post, Israel has flexed its military muscles in recent months as the regional balance of power has pitched further in favor of its most bitter adversaries. Iran and its Lebanese proxy Hezbollah, that is, analysts and former senior Israeli military officers say Israel is showing that it will act with force to protect its interests while using just enough of it to limit its enemies without sparking a war. But it's a precarious line to tread, and even a small misstep could lead to conflict. Israel is scrambling to adjust as Syrian President Bashar Assad has taken the upper hand in his country's six-year war, propped up by an emboldened Iran and an array of Shiite militias, including Hezbollah, which has sent thousands of fighters to back him. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu publicly criticized a U.S.-Russia ceasefire deal in southern Syria for not including provisions to stop Iranian expansion. Meanwhile, Israel is making its presence felt. Last week, Israeli jets buzzed so low over southern Lebanon that they shattered windows and caused panic. That followed the bombing of a military site in Syria earlier in the month that had been linked to missile production for Hezbollah. And on Tuesday, the army used a Patriot missile to shoot down a drone that neared its airspace. Fourth, today, under the sign category of increased natural disasters, according to the Washington Post, after mauling Puerto Rico, Hurricane Maria delivered a punishing blow to the Dominican Republic, with winds near 115 miles per hour and driving rains as the storm carved an arc of misery through the Caribbean or the Caribbean again. Maria, now a Category 3 hurricane, was expected to gather some fresh strength over open water before taking aim at the Turks and Caicos Islands, which were battered earlier this month by Hurricane Irma on its deadly path toward Florida. Seven deaths have been blamed on Maria, and some think many more. An entire island is without power, and that is a U.S. island. And the mass of devastation it leaves behind will further compound already strained relief efforts in the region. Fifth, today, under the sign category of wars and rumors of wars, according to the Associated Press, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un lobbed a string of insults at President Donald Trump on Friday in a speech during which he also hinted at a frightening new weapon test. It was the first time for a North Korean leader to issue such a direct statement against a U.S. president, dramatically escalating the war of words between the former wartime foes and raising the international nuclear standoff to a new level. Kim said his country will consider the highest level of hardline countermeasures in history, a possible indication of more powerful weapons tests on the horizon. His foreign minister, when asked during a visit to the UN General Assembly what the countermeasure would be, said his country may test a hydrogen bomb in the Pacific Ocean. You can read these stories in more detail and get more prophecy-related news at secondcomingherald.com. The prophetic passage of scripture that we are looking at today is Jeremiah 31:15-22, which reads in part, "Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping, Rachel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not." Beloved, allow me to share with you some commentary on this passage from the Popular Bible Prophecy Commentary, edited by Dr. Tim LaHaye, who is now with the Lord, and Dr. Ed Heinsohn. This passage concludes with a call to repentance. Verse 21 begins with a plea to return to the ancient paths. Set up for yourself road marks. Place for yourself guideposts. Direct your mind to the highway, the way by which you went. God calls upon Israel to return, O virgin of Israel, to be repentant, to be converted. God continues, "How long will you go here and there, O faithless daughter?" In Hosea 1-3, the prophet Hosea speaks of Israel as a divorced wife returning to her husband. Jeremiah 2:20 speaks of Israel as playing the prostitute. In Jeremiah 3:1, lo, Jeremiah 3:1-10 points out that Israel was divorced by God because of her prostitution. In Hosea 2:19-20, Israel has yet to return to her husband. upon me. In Hosea chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, Israel has set, or rather has yet, to return to a husband. In Hosea chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, Israel has yet to return to a husband, which will prove to be a new thing in the earth. A woman will encompass a man. The promise is that the weak female will embrace the strong male. Israel, the wife of Jehovah, will embrace the Lord, her strong husband, and they will have a reunion someday. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries, is coming and we live, we will continue looking at the prophetic passages of the Bible in our next podcast. Our second coming quote for today is from Billy Graham. He said, Bible teaching about the second coming of Christ used to be thought of as doomsday preaching, but not anymore. It is the only ray of hope that shines as an ever-brightening beam in a darkening world. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we thank you for your word of prophecy. We thank you for the second coming of Christ. We know that it will happen. Prepare us for that day. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. If you are not ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, may I encourage you to get ready. Get ready today by receiving him as your Savior. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. Romans 10:13 says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Keep looking up, dear friend, for your redemption draweth nigh. Let us join in the prayer of John the Revelator when he prayed, Even so come, Lord Jesus. God bless you.